Chief Iverson, we're not hearing you if you're on. Chief Perry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay. Chief Staples, is Chief Anderson having some difficulty?
Hey, this is Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
Turn the computer off. Emerson, I'd like to welcome everybody to the February 27th, 2021 Equipment Subcommittee meeting. I guess Daryl's going to do a roll call for us.
We'll do it by region. How about that? North region. If you're on the system for the first time, it's star-star. We'll unmute you. Chief Pope.
I'm here, but I'm not a committee representative of the North Region.
Okay. I'm gonna kill this last. Chief Pope, who is the North Region rep now? Do you know?
I don't have it in front of me. I think he's from Wake Forest, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Chief Anderson, and why I'm unmuted, you may have seen it, but Ross Kasebe is on. He's the one that volunteered to come on as a technical expert if you want to recognize him a little later.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you.
East Region. I guess that's you today, Emerson. South Region?
Yep.
Barry Stang's on.
Got you. West Region?
Jeff Maynard's on.
Thank you, Chief Maynard. You got a quorum. You have 3 out of 4.
All right. Thank you, sir. I guess first order of business, according to our notes is approval of minutes, which is irrelevant with the recording, but do we have any old business? Any old business? Is Bud on today, Bud Davenport?
Bud is working at the PNC today. It is right about the time they typically get through, so I doubt that he is on. He's probably tearing down tents and so forth.
Okay, because the only old business I'm familiar with, and I wanted to kind of, it'd be a good time to get it out while we had everybody, was the defibrillators, and he was going to talk with Dr. Cabanis about the metronome on them, and we were having some difficulty getting them cut off, but so I'm sure we'll be getting a report from him soon on that.
Chief Anderson.
The ones that, yes.
Hey, Lee Price, I will tell you on that, on the training officers meeting that we had with JT the other day, if I remember right, he informed us that the metronomes are not going to be able to be changed and not going to be able to be cut off as of this time.
That is correct. The defibrillators, we had a recent code and we got a report back, and one of the things the guys complained about was that metronome was not at 120 beats per minute, which is what we're trying to focus on as a county.
Right.
But we were trying to see if we can, you know, because one of the difficulties they obviously had was trying to do compressions at 120 estradiol was beating at a different rate. So that made some difficulty, but we are working on that. I'm not sure where we'll go with it, but I know Bud was working with Dr. Cabanis about it.
Yeah, JT told us that at the instructors meeting that what they have found is that the metronome can't be changed and they can't cut it off as of right now, and that while 120 is our target, 100 is in the acceptable range, and we could do that if we were having difficulty keeping up with two metronomes, basically, until EMS arrived and our defib would no longer be used. So it is going to be challenging, but there's not a fix for it as of this time.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. And they are, it is very beneficial. It was quite amazing to see the feedback that we got back from just a few minutes that we did have it hooked up. So,
yeah.
Any other old business? All right, I guess we'll move on to new business. The reason for most of us being here today is the prioritization of the 2020 budget equipment request, which most of you should have already seen or have gotten a copy of it. So I guess what the intent here is to go through, prioritize what is, and we typically do it from one to however how many number to the time everyone's recognized, and then we make a motion there at the end and approve it so it can be forwarded on to budget.
Yes, sir, and I'm sharing my screen, Chief Emerson. I will, if most of you were on the budget meeting earlier today, so as we move through this, I want y'all to take one thing into consideration. I am going to ask the budget committee to increase the $150,000 small cap money that's divided amongst the 17 departments that comes out to about $8,800. I'm going to ask them to move that up to $200,000. That $150,000, I think, has been in place kind of since the beginning of the fire commission. It's probably time to move that up. That would make that $8,800 turn into about $11,750. So, you know, around $3,000 more to spend. So if any of the departments on here with getting that extra money that is not cost shared, that's straight from the county without a cost share, would want to self-eliminate some of their items that they had on here, that may make doing this a little easier.
Okay. All right, the floor is open, guys. I think what we've done kind of in the past, and not that is the actual rules for what we're going to do today, but we just kind of went through and opened up the floor, decide what were essential and what were not, and what to hold off and various things. So I open up the floor and welcome discussion.
Hey, Darryl, this is Barry. We can eliminate the Polaris ATV as well as the utility unit we put in for a grant for that.
Thank you, Chief Spank.
Thank you, Chief Spank.
Guys, I got Fuquay highlighted in green. This is year three of their...
I have some other pieces that would be good for y'all in case, I think station... what happened?
Take it, Chad. We're good. If we need it, we'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, I thought somebody was trying to talk. I got Fuquay. Okay. This is year three of their SCBA bottle replacement. It was a phased in. Chief Malden 2 years ago was gracious enough. That was a big ticket item that we phased in. So to me, that one's almost a got to go. So I've got that highlighted in green. So we've got, if anybody wants to eliminate anything, we'll do it in orange and then the green for Fuquay, and then we can work from there.
Also, while we're at it, Darryl, is there anything on the list that is already in the Wake County replacement plan? And where I'm going with that is I was looking at the thermal imaging units for Knightdale.
Yep, well, they're personal ticks. They're not the big ticks.
I got you. I'm with you. Okay, thank you.
Hey, this is Tony and Fuquay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think in our discussions with budget and all that, I think we talked about the possibility of if that money is increased, we could eliminate that Bayfoil cleaner and just take that money out of that.
Okay. I'm going to do that in blue. Y'all help me keep up with the color scheme.
Chief Anderson, I can probably, if that happens, I can probably handle the atmospheric monitors for Northern Wake as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That was one of those things. They tried to get that on the replacement schedule for everybody there one time, and, just kind of go a countywide thing that didn't go through. But,
we were discussing the budget committee meeting today. I think these monitors were the ones that Chief Haraway helped us with an emergency management grant when he was here, and they've reached their end of service life, and I think they're going to be an ongoing issue for us.
Yeah, what we've ran into is there's still a lot of them are still usable, but you can't get parts to fix them. So, yeah, very good point.
As far as priorities go, I'd go rip packs at Knightdale and airbags at Garner, because they are expired. Knightdale currently operating without rip packs?
I don't think they're. I have to, Chief Cone, I have to answer that question. I'm not sure if they're operating without them or they're old.
I can speak to that if you're ready. With the transition from the MSA packs that Knightdale had to a full Scott use, the Scott list bags that were inherited with the merger from Eastern Wake are hand-me-down that Eastern Wake received as a gift from Raleigh, and there is no legible identifying markings that are left on them for us to determine the age of those. So they were some of the first ones received in Raleigh and gifted to Eastern Wake. So they are in poor condition, and we need to do a wholesale replacement of those. Thank you.
I would call that a priority.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Harry, any other on that?
Chief Anderson, you want that priority one?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess we're just we'll start. We've got to start somewhere. So that's a good idea. Chime in, guys. Anybody?
There were any of these projects approved in the budget for last year and got cut at the last minute due to COVID?
I think you had agreed last year to phase in this over 2 years. And I think we had that in. I think we had New Hope's rip packs in last year as well. Somebody else had to help me out. I'm going to pull up another screen, but I do remember those.
I've got the priority list from last year, Daryl, if that would help.
Yeah, but I don't know that you have the...
Yeah.
I don't know that you have the list that I had as going through the budget process. Oh. I can get that.
Yes. Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, these projects.
You know, while we're on the discussion, I think if we recognize Knightdale's rip packs, Chief Price, I see you guys have got rip packs on there as well.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Brian, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, we put the rip packs on there from last year, and they were deferred to this year, so I just put them back on there. So.
Do y'all have any currently? Same question as Ben asked.
I'm sorry, my computer shut down. I had to switch over to my phone. We do have the two that we were trying to get replaced. So that's the only two that we do have.
So the four things that were funded out of the capital equipment last year was Fairview's replacement of life safety rope on apparatus at $5,300 last year. Northern Wake's phased in over a two-year period of the inch and three-quarter hose and nozzles for consistency. Wake New Hope's rip packs, and then SCBA bottles, which we kept in there, I think, last year. So It's really the rope for Fairview, the phase in on Northern Wake, and the rip packs for Wake New Hope.
Yeah, we got the bottles last year, but we didn't get the packs.
And those items went all the way through to the county manager's budget, but were pulled at the last minute due to COVID.
They were going to the county manager, and then I had to rearrange everybody at the last minute.
What's the committee? How do you want to place those on this year's?
In favor of supporting them as approved of last year, but obviously the safety issue items probably need to be put in front of those.
I agree. How do you guys feel about just going through and recognizing what ideally are safety issues and then prioritizing those and then moving down to other things?
I like that. I'd say those rip packs are number two. I'd go for airbags at Garner to be number three.
And I have a Northern Wakes rescue rope, obviously. If it's 20 years old, it needs to be replaced.
Absolutely.
How do you prioritize? I'm just asking a question. I'm going to let y'all do this, but how do you prioritize one group's rope without the others?
That's right, exactly. You know,
but we can group them all together, but I can tell you it's gonna fill up fast.
And Chief Poole, I think I saw you on where. How about your SCBA refill station there? Is your current one out, or where are you at on that?
Yeah, I'll speak to our three really quick, and then I'll step back. The airbags, I heard the airbags were discussed. None of this is new equipment. They're all replacement. Our airbags for our rescue wrecks and things, they're expired, so they've got to be replaced. And then our air system, we only have one for the entire department, and it is 31 years old. It started having some maintenance issues this year. They had to fabricate a part several months ago because they couldn't obtain a part for it. So it has just become obsolete, so that's why we've got it in here. We only have one air system, and it's 30 years old.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Matt, is the town of Garner set on their side for this, or would this be a budget decision for them as well?
Yeah, this would be a budget decision for them as well. Your process comes before there, so generally I take whatever the county's recommended budget, and then they make a decision afterwards. So if they were to decide not to fund it, I would remove it from your process as well.
Gotcha.
Okay, guys, the floor is open. What do we see as number three? We mentioned rope. We've mentioned and how to decide which rope's more important than the other. That's up to you guys.
Chief Emerson, can I speak for Northern Wakes request?
Please do.
Guys, I know we don't see the expansion request justifications in here, but all of our rope rescue equipment was purchased when the ladder was purchased in 1999. Unfortunately, there wasn't real good record keeping, and everybody knows the requirements, you know, on rope rescue equipment, what needs to be done each year as far as record keeping. And so we have no history as far as any of that equipment. And I personally am prepared to take it off the truck. I'm not comfortable using it for any life safety reasons at all. All the rope and everything was purchased in 99, so it's well over the 10-year life cycle that's recommended by NFPA. So that's sort of where we're at on that. And it's not a lot of equipment, but as you know that stuff adds up pretty quick.
And what chief? What kind of the truck does it ride? Does it ride a truck that's primary goal is to do rescue?
Yeah, it rides the ladder truck into rescue. Most of it is low angle. You can, in our area, a lot of vehicle access may be off of those, off, for example, Highway 50, where it goes off the edge down into the bottom. So a lot, most of the time we use it for low angle. Having a ladder truck, though, we probably do need to be limited, prepared from, in a limited way for any, minor high angle situations, but most of this is low angle.
How about you, Chief Spain, on yours?
Basically in the same boat as Northern Wake. It's just we're doing a lot of training with the rope, and it is getting better. We have phased out most of our ropes on our rescue truck.
All right, guys, so it's up to you guys. It is the committee. Which do you want to group those together? You want to kind of put one ahead of the other? I have no idea how you want to do it.
As far as Fairview goes, I would rather the committee consider we could buy the rope with the small capital money. But the fire hose is more of a priority for us. We're just trying to make sure we got adequate fire hose on the fire truck.
Okay. All right, guys, any suggestions?
So I'd start with the life safety things, right? So we got one and two done. I would say airbags and both rope issues would be the next.
Everybody okay with airbags being three? Then we'll go with Northern Wake's rope being four and Fuquay's five. I mean, Fairview's five? Yes.
Say that again. Who's three?
Three is airbags for Garner.
Okay.
Four is Northern Wake's rope.
Okay.
Five, I guess on the same idea there is number five would be Fairview. I want to call him Fuquay terribly, but Fairview's rope as well.
Chief Emerson.
Yes.
This is Lee Price. There's going to be a lot of ifs in this statement, but just a thought. Is if Northern Wake and Fairview needed the same rope, the same rescue stuff, and if they went to the same vendor buying in quantity, it is possible that they could save money and get what they need. And that's a lot of ifs in that, but I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm all for that, Chief Press.
And it's just like with us in Knightdale, I'm sure I can get with Chief Cone, and if we order, all the rip packs from the same vendor, same thing, everything like that, we should be able to see some savings over ordering individually.
I would not have a problem with that.
All right, good deal. For those who just, I've seen some popping up here lately. For those who join us, the orange represents things that have been eliminated. Blue on the diagram here represents the things departments decided that they would purchase with the increased equipment money. And the green, the one green is something we've kind of committed to for the last 3 years. So that was a gimme on that one. So then we're in the process now of trying to prioritize the rest of the items. All right, that's looking through, guys. Where are we at as far as emergency equipment necessities?
Chief Staples, if I may, on the Northern Wake fire hose and nozzle replacement, that's a project that's been ongoing since consolidation. That's a result of one department had 1¾-inch hose, one department had 1½-inch hose. We've had a lot of mismatches. And the first phase of that project was to replace all the crosslays, which we've done. I think that was fiscal year 19, I believe. We replaced the crosslays and nozzles on all first out apparatus. The second phase of that project was spare hose. We have no spare hose. So when a crossblade is used, we have to replace it with inch and a half hose until we get it dry, clean and dried. So we have no spare hose, and also the courtyard lays on each one of the trucks. So that's what this was, and Daryl's correct. Last year, we agreed to do it as a phase-in project over 2 years. I think it was $10,000, $12,000 a year, something like that.
$18,000.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, okay. Phase it in 2 years.
And I can, in the end, I'm still willing to do a phase-in project process on this, but this is just a means of trying to get, as a result of consolidation, all the hose the same and all the nozzles the same on all the first out apparatus.
And I'm guessing, Fairview Chief Spain's already mentioned that he's pretty much in the same boat. I think I can't speak for him, but I think that's what I heard.
Yes, sir, that's correct. We currently don't have enough hose to outfit the truck with the cross lays if we have without cleaning what we have and putting back on the truck.
All right, guys, chime in to what we feel like's next. We're at number five being replaced rescue rope there. So number six would be Nick.
Hey, this is Jeff with Apex. Just a quick question for Chief Poole. Your cascade system, should it crap out tomorrow? I'm sure you have a contingency plan of filling bottles, but that would involve other departments to take care of that. So, I would feel like that would be an important and a priority need for Garner in this system somewhere, just as more of an operational issue, you know, not having to go somewhere else or call another truck to come to Garner every time they fill bottles.
Yeah, Chief Mayor, I mean, so if you're asking what our contingency plan is, we would have to, you know, carry our bottles to another department to have fuel. We don't have another contingency plan for it. It is the only air system that we have in the department.
I think that their cascade system needs to be high on this list somewhere. Dealing with a 30-plus-year-old system at Apex myself, we have extra other ways to fill our bottles, but I know how inconvenient that is when that system goes down. And that needs to be a priority on this list somewhere.
I'm good at putting that with six.
All right. That being number six, Daryl, please. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Next priorities, I would say, would be the fire hose for both Fairview and Northern Wake. Might be a little easier if they are doing the phase-in on 18 for the Northern Wake part.
To go 7 for Northern Wake and 8 for Fairview? Is that what I'm hearing, Ben?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Just more of the, if are we doing the phase-in thing, or is it a full, is what I was trying to get concrete on that.
I'm willing to phase-in. That's fine. I don't know about Chief Spain.
And then, I mean, right with this, Garner, I see you have hose nozzles, and you group fan with it as well. Is that a kind of phase in, or is that a replacement, or just keeping up there?
Well, that was a request from last year that did not get funded. So the list, that request has increased because we didn't replace anything last year. This is no new equipment. I would say, you know, I could break this out, but we grouped them all together the same as we did last year. It's fire hose replacement, some older nozzles replacement, and then we're attempting to replace our gas-powered positive pressure fans with electric fans. just due to technology. Those gas power Tempest fans are 25 years old. So we grouped them all together. They were not funded last year, so this is a carryover to this year's request.
You know, and I messed up a while ago when Chief Pope asked the other question. I just flipped over to the cost share page. Last year, what was sent forward in funding was Garner's 20-year-old gas-powered PPV fans, Fuquay Knox Box, Fuquay miscellaneous equipment for ladder truck, the bottle replacement we've already talked about, rip pack, nozzle replacements, life safety rope replacement for Fuquay last year. Those were all set to go forward last year. But I can tell you the ask last year between 100% funded and cost shares for the total wasn't but like $65,000 versus a $220,000 this year.
Okay, so where are we at for our number nine, guys?
Brian, this is Tony with Fuquay.
Yes, sir.
Just to verify some of that Darrell said that we had in there last year, some of that equipment that was in there, the town went ahead and funded last year. I think the Knox boxes thing for our trucks, key secure boxes. We had some that couldn't be repaired and had to replace those and all. But I do want to just kind of speak to the other items that we have on here this year. Of course, the hose roller, everybody knows pretty much that's self-explanatory, to roll up 5-inch hose. The equipment for the ladder truck, that is for the intake valves on each side of the truck. The ones that we currently have on our truck now come with the truck, basically. And we just was going to replace those. That's what that money was for. And then the larger area search and rescue system, we currently have one in our department. We were looking to add another one for that large area, and that comes with the long tagline and all the carabiners and all to spread out from there. So that's what those three items were. And reason we didn't bring some of those others forward like that wasn't approved last year, like I said, is the town went ahead and agreed to go ahead and fund those this current year.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Chief Tony, what is your priority as far as the three that you have listed?
It would be the intake valves for the ladder truck, the large area rescue, and then the hose roll. And we just took out the bay floor cleaner. We'll get that out of that additional money coming for small equipment.
All right, guys, what do I hear? What are we going to put as number nine?
I say we put the miscellaneous equipment for Fuquay.
Okay.
And then probably number nine, or excuse me, 10.
That'd be number, next to be 10.
Yeah. If
10, I'd go for Apex's dive.
Apex, are you on to explain a bit about what you're asking for there with the dive team?
Yes, sir. So, we're the only dive team in Wake County. We're not funded by any other cost share methods or anything like that. We've spent the last couple of years kind of updating our training, our program, some of our equipment, and some of our guys on the dive team, they share dry suits and things like that. So this is just really an update to the dive team equipment for boats and
materials that they need in there, and then also some people, the dive team and the technical rescue piece of it.
Okay. Is anybody, I heard Ben mention that would be a next priority. Is everybody in favor of that? Where are we at on that?
Did he say the system was currently in date or out of date as far as the equipment?
So our equipment, most of our equipment is probably in date. It's just shared by a lot of people. We're trying to get dry suits and equipment that's personal to each individual person, so we're not just carrying bags of stuff on the truck. And when they call, whoever comes is going through my bag or your bag trying to find what fits and works for them. So we're just trying to update that to everybody having their sets of feet.
All right, guys, do we want to put Apex as next, or do we want to look at we've also had a discussion about the hose and nozzles and fans for Garner, which was on last year's list as well.
I guess one quick thing, Chief, when we look at the priority of the list, we got ropes listed for two different departments as priority, but we don't have Fuquay's rope listed.
So it's a large area rope system. I was looking at that differently than rescue rope. I would say Garner, I see Garner's hose at 10, and he's right. Let's hit rope system for Fuquay as 11.
Okay, and then we hear Apex is 12. And Apex, out of those two, if you had to prioritize, which one?
Probably the PPE before some of the equipment. Some of the dive team equipment, maybe. And I don't have that request right here in front of me to see exactly what all it is. But, you know, I would probably put PPE first before the other equipment.
Okay. All right, guys, what's next? We're getting there. We're up to 13. We've only got about a few more items here. We're getting there slowly but surely.
I go hose tester. Then
okay.
Then hose roller, then personal fix.
All right, you got it, Daryl. 14 being there.
One quick question on the hose tester. Does Dykedale need three of them, or would one be enough?
I was going to try to have one at each station to negate the need to try to load one up and haul it around. But one would be a great start.
Thank you, Chief.
And I guess that just leaves one more item there, Daryl, as the last item on the list, is what I'm seeing, if I'm not wrong.
Be correct.
Everything look good, guys? Any further discussion on this? And if not, I'll need a motion and a second to approve it.
I'll make a motion to approve the current equipment expansion.
All right, Ben.
I'll second.
All right, Chief Spain. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Anyone opposed? All right. The
that concludes our list of that will be forwarded on to the budget committee. Thank you for your work and time on that. It's always somewhat painstaking because you don't want to you want to help everybody and don't want to cut anybody out. So I understand. The last thing on our agenda for today is an update from the county.
I think I saw Bud join. He may have got back off. Bud, no, there he is.
Okay.
Bud.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The big thing I wanted to talk about with everybody here is the D-fibs. The new style of D-fib we're going with, we were having issues with the pads. The single responders for EMS were supposed to carry the extra pads. And in case there was a chance that was not happening, that and the fact that EMS originally said they would provide the pads until June 30th. They originally said they would keep them forever, that they would pay for them, but that fell through. They were not able to do it until after June 30th. Now, because the D-fibs were a significant amount cheaper than they were, the older ones were, there was enough room there to purchase pads. So Daryl authorized us to buy 200 sets of pads. So for the CR2 D-fibs that we're buying, we will have pads on the fire side. We want to make sure you have two sets for each unit, plus one at the station. When you run a code, call us or email, you know, myself or Kevin, and we will bring your pads out. We don't want you to run out. That being said, we also want you to track how many sets of pads you use in the next budget year, because then when we start doing the 23 budget, you will have to allocate four of those pads. But we're going to take care of the first 200 sets.
All right, good. Any questions on that, guys? Any questions from anyone?
Do we already have the 200 in stock?
Yes, we have those.
Okay.
And I know we're asking you to track them. I'm tracking them, too, as far as codes that are ran and what type of D-fib and the pad that we're using. So I'll have it as a tracking system, too. But we just want to make sure we're keeping up with how many of these sets we're using.
I apologize, Bud, because I had to take a phone call. How many are you going to bring out to the stations for reserves?
We want to make sure you have two per D-fib on the apparatus, plus at least one set at the station. That way, you eliminate the chance of running that second code and not having pads. And as soon as you get back to the station, you can have those two again. Let our office know, and we'll bring one out.
And if you get hung up on the weekends, you have multiple codes, get in touch with WC1. They'll bring you something out over the weekend.
Yeah, or, I mean, I'm local, too. I mean, if you have to, call me. I'll make sure you get passed.
All right, good. Thank you. Any other questions on that, guys?
Yeah, I got a
question. And also before... go ahead.
I got a question on this. As far as we're talking about D-fibs, I know at one time we had talked about wanting to have a D-fib on every unit. Is that something we're still going to try to work towards, or where are we at with that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Daryl.
We started that process about 5 years ago. Most everybody should have one on every vehicle now. The only way that wouldn't have happened is if we accidentally missed one somewhere, or maybe, you know, and I'm just going to use Zeblin, for instance, if Chris said, I don't have the money in my budget this year, we would have moved it back if it was a cost share department. Are y'all short down there, Scott?
We currently don't have them on every vehicle, no.
Okay.
And there was, I'd have to pull my notes, but I think there was some parameters on that. I mean, just very, very basic as far as if it's a respondable vehicle or if it's a...
It has to be a dispatchable, you know, a dispatchable vehicle.
That's great. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
So Apex is in the same boat of it on our tanker or... and we have older DFib on our water rescue vehicles, but I don't think we have one on our tanker or our brush truck.
Okay. Bud, I muted you because I'm think you're probably on the concourse at PNC. It was a lot of noise, but if you could get with Chief Daniels and Chief Maynard so we can make those adjustments in the model this year.
And, yeah, I can do that. And, Chief Daniel, the 8 that you're getting for fiscal year 22 already, would that eliminate this problem, or do we need to increase that?
No, that would be, that's a replacement for what we have right now.
Okay. I'll give you a call tomorrow, and we'll come up with a number.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions or discussion? Before we adjourn, also, I'd like to, as Chief Pope mentioned earlier, we've got a guest with us today. He's offered to come and speak to us, or speak when we don't have a whole lot on our agenda. But Chief Pope, would you elaborate and kind of tell us what you got there to offer?
Yeah, be glad to. Ross came to me a couple months ago, Ross Cassidy. He's one of our volunteer members at Northern Wake, and he's also working on his doctorate degree at the College of Textiles at NC State. Ross has done intensive research on protective hoods, and I'm sure there's other things as well. So I'll just open it up. Chief, I'll just open it up to him and let him tell you a little bit more about what he's doing as far as research on PPE. And he's offered to attend the committee meetings and just be sort of a technical advisor, especially when we're looking at turnout gear and protective hoods and those type of things. But Ross?
Yes. Thanks, Chief. So my name is Ross Kasavi. I've been with Northern Wake Fire Department since the summer of 2014. Since around 2013, I've been a student at NC State. I'm now working on my doctorate degree in fiber and polymer science. Right now, my current research is on the durability of these new particulate fogging hoods. So, as you know, in the last few years, you've been hearing more about filtration media being put inside of these new firefighter hoods that are inhibiting different types of smoke and soot from coming through the hoods and causing dermal absorption of contaminants. My job primarily is to look at how that's holding up over time in terms of continuing performance for TPP, thermal protection, thermal comfort, physical durability. Those are areas that I specialize in. But because I am a NC State student and staff member, I'm also excellent as a resource for research for any type of purchasing of equipment related to textiles or equipment that a firefighter might use on the fire ground. So if you have any questions involving PPE or textile-based equipment, I can happily and readily provide you a lot of literature and guidance on making sure that whatever is purchased is mindful of what your needs are, what your budget is, as well as if what you're purchasing is going to be fit for the task that you intended to be for. Let's see. Due to COVID-19, I had my graduation pulled back another year, so I will be a student for a little bit more now. But yeah, that's all I have for today. Does anyone have any questions? I understand that was a lot right off the bat, but good to be here.
Ross asked if he could just maybe attend the committee meetings and be here as a resource if anybody had any particular questions, and Chief Emerson readily agreed to that.
Yes, I think Ross will be a huge asset to us, especially you know, in the past as we start reevaluating our gear from top to bottom. We start and So we talked about it, and we feel like he's not going to be a voting member, but definitely technical assistance and more than welcome to any or all meetings, absolutely. Any other questions for him before he's gone? All right, any further business for the good of the group?
Chief Anderson, I just have one more thing, and I'm going to Ben Oswald. I know he's in tune with the PPE, but there's a whole lot going on with Newton's and Morning Pride right now. I don't know how my comfort level with what's going on is not real good. When you change manufacturers, you don't seem to get the service, even though they're supposed to be honoring the contract moving forward. So I think this committee probably needs to have some discussions over the next couple of months on whether we want to rebid, even if you know, Raleigh and Cary don't. I just haven't got a real good comfort level based on some of the letters and emails and different things like that. Ben, can you expound on that a little bit?
I am not against that at all. So I have seen there's definitely been some changes on the Honeywell side. They have, I guess it's business. They're doing what they got to do, and they're fully supporting their other guy. But our contract is currently through Newton, so there's definitely some issues throughout the chain on that one. And even them being responsive in certain things has been a little difficult. If you want to, so I know Chief Raines just did the contract for another year, so we are good until then. If you want to start something up, or
I think we probably need to be prepared probably at the end of this year, because their contract runs from January to December, different than our physical year. So that's why we try to encourage y'all to make sure your turnout gear is ordered before December, so we don't incur that cost change, because it is a cost increase every year once we get past December. So I would probably encourage this group to start working on some PPE stuff, some trials, some tests, and maybe looking at rebidding. I'm going to have some further discussions with Chief Raines. I almost think he's in the same boat. I think he's getting a little uncomfortable as well.
And if I remember correctly, it's about Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about a 9-month process, really.
It is. If we were to do it again, I don't know that I would go as large as we did last time. Logistics between the Fayetteville and the Concord and all the outliers can get a little challenging.
Yeah, and I don't know that we're saving. I don't know that we're saving any money by being that big either.
I agree. I think you hit a certain point, and then you're just adding people.
Okay. Well, that's definitely. I think that would definitely be an agenda item for next time. And so, as a group, let's be prepared to start kind of figuring out who's going to head us up as far as where we're going and what processes we're going to start working through.
And just be cognizant that there is another committee now that will play a secondary role in this with the health and wellness. So, that's part of the deal, is examining equipment, especially PPE, when it's purchased. So that may, make the process a little more lengthy.
Okay, good point.
And are we able to do a joint committee to kind of see where they, what their priorities are and what changes they will want to see, so we can kind of hammer all that out, figure where we are before we begin that process?
Absolutely.
I will work with the committee chair on that side and see about getting us all lined up for next time, probably with Zero and Bud's help.
Yeah, if we can look at doing something, and also make sure that maybe Chief Raines and Cary is at our next equipment committee meeting, and whoever represents Raleigh, they've had some changes there, so whomever that is, maybe Keith Wilder, I'm not sure, he's our safety officer.
Okay, Rob's still doing their gear.
Okay.
All right, we'll be working on that, guys. Anything else? Thank you for your time, and I hear a motion to end the meeting.
Motion to end the meeting.
All right. And the second would be, I'm sure GR, there we go. I knew that would prove.